go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, huh?
Yep, you goddamn right. So ever since Mother's Day, I didn't realize it. Well, I honestly can't say I didn't realize it, right? So you know how mainly women will say this, black men or men in general, I guess, I don't know, but black men, we're going to stick with us right now. We need to go to therapy, right? My wife mentioned it the other day. I don't even want to date it, you know what I'm saying? But I will mention Mother's Day because that plays a huge part in this episode, right? In which some of you who have followed or listened to my episodes for a very long time probably can't remember that I talk about Mother's Day, my mom's birthday, my mom in general a lot, right? So since last Mother's Day, I didn't realize how much it affected me. Did I get emotional on Mother's Day? I did. A lot, actually, right? But I don't think I don't know. I can't remember if I actually cried or not, but I know I teared up for sure. So since then, with that, and then you pile on some work drama, not just work. You know, there's a difference. I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I hear people complain about work damn near every every podcast I listen to. They're going to say something about work, right? But on top of that, I got work drama. Do I want to dive in or dwell in this drama? I don't. Not right now. You know, and I'm not the messy type like that either. Unless I'm talking about it on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know my hitters. My hitters, we talk about shit. But I, you know, to share it on, because I don't even like to share my profession a lot on my episodes. Some people do know and some people don't, right? But it is a well-known thing that men, black men, we keep things tucked away. And we tend to try to fight our battles by ourselves, quietly. We'll shut down. Y'all know the symptoms and shit like that, right? But it is true, though. At least it is with me. I can't speak on other men. Now, some niggas is real life gangsters. Some niggas are real life tough guys and shit like that. And it's still niggas afraid to cry in public. All right, shit, niggas is even afraid to cry in front of their in front of their girls. You know what I mean? I know some niggas that's afraid to cry in front of their wives. They don't want to show that type of weakness in front of their family, kids, especially their sons. You know what I'm saying? I've even heard some niggas say they don't cry in front of their daughters because they feel like they don't want their daughters to see a weak man like that and to know of a man in that state. Cool, whatever. I don't, you know, me, man, I'm not about to argue with niggas or debate with niggas or even try to persuade niggas to think a different way. That's not my job. No, some niggas got to find out or they got to live out that life. That's cool. And I'm not mad at it. You know, everybody got their own journey. Everybody got their own styles of how they want to live their life out and how they want the public to view them when or if they're going through something. But after Mother's Day, you know, it was just a lot of things that piled up after that, because the day before was my son's prom, his senior prom. And this is his, technically he was supposed to go to 3 proms this year, but he ended up going to 2. Thank God. Thank God, because prom is expensive, right? And I'm like, slow down, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my wife's going to go, you know, all out for his prom, as she should, you know? And it was a lovely prom. I enjoyed the whole day. And I purposely started it out on a high note. Hence, high note. I was high all day, bro. all day, all prom champagne party. I was high all day, bro. I was lifted, gifted. And now one thing that one piece of personal information that I will share is that his biological dad did show up. Did I care? Nah. My wife was probably affected by it a little bit, but she was so emotional that she didn't want to do it. As a matter of fact, she was on some gangster shit. I'll tell you in a second, though. but I enjoyed that day, you know, and this was another step of manhood that he's stepping into, you know what I mean? Prom is major, you know, and it's his senior prom, you know? And it was just, it was a thing, man. People showed up and showed out. My wife was concerned in the beginning, but you know how the mothers get. I don't want to just say women, you know, nowadays shit is so sensitive, but the truth was, nigga, she was emotional all day. She kind of, you know, she felt the type of way because people didn't show up on time. But I said, no, you can't do that. That's not fair because you know how black people are, even though we have more than just black people there. Majority of the crowd was black, but, you know, we had some others there. You know, right? I mean, not like that, but y'all know what I mean. You know, we had all, you know, we live in a very diverse area, you know, and we had some people that helped us and it was dope. It was dope. And the dopest thing about that is everybody had to be on our time. Not to say that they was on time, but I'm talking about how we get down. Because everybody knows, don't matter what type of event it is, if it's a black event, everybody knows that after that, especially if it pertains towards a child, nigga, you know what happens in the after hours. Oh, the niggas come out. The music changed. The DJ changed. The whole nine. It was lovely, but I'm not here to talk about the prom in general. I was just talking about the slight drama that was a part of. Again, I mentioned that his biological father showed up. No biggie, and no drama, not really. I mean, there was a slight moment where the pictures, that's always going to be major. If any of my listeners have bonus kids, y'all know who y'all are. Shout out to Mike. You got a bonus kid, you know what it is, especially when the other parents are semi-involved. You know what I'm talking about. And when it comes down to those pictures, when it comes down to decision-making, see, I make all the decisions. I'm the head of my household. I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not the alpha male, rah-rah type of leader in my house. Nah, that's not how I run my establishment. You know what I'm saying? I'm full-fledged California. I'm left. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have too much conservative shit going on in my household, you know? But at the same time, as the head of the household, you know, shit goes through me to get signed off on when it comes to like major decisions, whatever the case may be, especially when it comes to the kids. And so when it comes down to those pictures, those are very important pictures. And I love memories. I love it. I love every, if there's one thing that I love in this world is building and making, collecting memories. For one, because I'm not sure what's going on with my memory in general, but there's a lot of stuff. And maybe because back in the day, I ain't gonna say I lived a toxic lifestyle. Not that I don't want to put that into y'all head, but as a child, like some of my childhood memories are starting to drift away. But when I talk to certain friends, like when I talk to Gigi, if I talk to my boy Greggy, I talk to my nigga Goldie, you know what I'm saying? Like those cats that I talk to on the phone, we tend to drift, go back down like memory lane. You know what I'm saying? With Greggy is more of topics and things like that and just checking on each other, manhood, marriage and shit like that. With Gigi, we go back down memory lane. Goldie, we go back down memory lane. And these is people that I've either met once but it just feels like we've been friends forever. You know what I'm saying? Super cool. And we just, you know, and also 12 Cal. I cannot forget 12 Cal. Like me and 12 Cal will, with his shows and stuff like that, it'll tap into that memory bank back there. And then it'll open up, unlock a whole lot of shit that I forgot all about. So I'm big on memories. And those photos, my wife is too. She loves photos, but it's funny that she just started. We moved in our house last June, if I'm not mistaken, last June. We just now putting up photos. And she said her goal was to put up photos for prom. Like, man, they're not about to walk in here and this shit look like a mental institution. Right? Because my wife loves the color white in the house. Color white in general. And I like beige, and she likes beige. We like a lot of earth tone colors, too. To the point where I'm just getting sick and tired of beige, cream, tan, white, off-white. Like, I'm getting tired of those colors. I need to bring some Crip blue up in there. Some Damu red. I need all of that shit. I need to balance this shit off now, right? And so he wanted to take a picture, a family picture. It was a family picture. And she was like, nah, everybody was out there. She G-checked him in front of and the camera. And she told the cameraman, too, I need you to do some extra. And I need you to tell him, nah. And that's what happened. Like, nah, you got to step to the side, bro. This is just strictly for the, this is for the elite tailors right here. You feel me? And that's what it was. So we had that, and it was a beautiful, just a beautiful moment that Saturday. Boom, next day was Mother's Day. You know what I mean? So I went out there, did my husband duties, got, you know, little knickknacks and things like that. Wife stayed in bed 98% of the day. You know how it is, especially when you married, nigga, you know, she didn't do no cleaning, no cooking, no nothing. I don't even know if she came out that goddamn room. And we got all that, you know, I hooked her up, omelet, you know what I'm saying? We still had alcohol. We're not really a hard liquor type of family. We more so of, champagne and wine spritz and shit like that. We don't really get down with like the, you know, all that Patron and Hennessy. We don't do that shit. Not that we won't, but we just don't do it as often. We don't do it a lot. I don't really care for it. You know what I'm saying? This is another thing. If y'all niggas out there that's still trying to get Baylor drunk and I'm 41, bro, give it up. I'm going to waste your money. Nobody likes wasting their money in their 30s and 40s, bro. And 50-year-old people know not to fuck around with me. So stop. You know that Michael Jordan meme? Stop. You know, get some help. Like, no, I'm going to throw that shit. I will throw that shit away in front of you, bro. Just to let you know, friends, family, podcasters, enemies, just know if y'all niggas try to get past me some hard liquor, I'm going to throw that shit. If I don't want it, I'm not respect my wishes, bro. Stop trying to. This is not my 20s. You know what I'm saying? My late teens. Are you trying to persuade me to get? I never understood that shit in the first place. I got to have a whole nother episode about that. Anyhow. You know what I'm saying? We did that. But also on Mother's Day, dog, every Mother's Day, I'm going to get emotional. But here's the one thing that I always try to do purposely is not think about it that much. Not think about my mom or not try to forget about her or anything like that. And obviously, I still got to call my granny. I still got to call my auntie. You know, shout out to my Michelle. You know what it is. And then I got to, you know, pass out text messages to everybody. You know, my sister-in-law. Your friends and stuff like that. You know, Brit, shout out to Brit. That's my love right there. And it's like, you know, and I ain't gonna say I go out my way to do it. It's just that sometimes I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want to do it when I don't want to be bothered because it's Mother's Day, if that makes any sense, right? But I do it. And I know maybe some of them expect for me to do it. Rightfully so, because they will hit me up on Father's Day. They will hit me up on my birthday. They'll hit me up on New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, like, do what you got to do, you know? But sometimes I don't want to, I just want to lay in bed on Mother's Day, but I can't. I got to get up and show my, and pay my respect to my wife, right? So that was that. And I tucked it in a little bit. Pause if needed, bro. Because some of y'all niggas just, y'all pause everything. But I tucked some of those emotions away. And then the work drama piled on. That's another pause if needed, my nigga. And it was just a lot. But then I'm also realized that a lot of my emotions that was being conflicted was the speed, it was just the transition of my son leaving high school, you know, because he just recently graduated. And I'm like, God damn, shit is moving so fast right now. We're talking about getting him a car And money is tight around here, bro. $5K a month, bro. We can't wait for those rates to go down so we can refinance. $5K a month is kicking my ass right now. You know what I'm saying? On top of bills, y'all know the story. If you was born in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, niggas know what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Bills. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just accumulation of all that shit. And I'm like, dog, I'm trying to be happy in these happy moments. And it's just a lot of shit interfering with that. A lot of speed bumps and shit just keep popping up when it's time for me to be happy and to remember this moment. Until the other day, me and my, the day of graduation, my wife's tire, and she just bought these tires. Bought these tires this year for her Benz. And nigga, them tires hit. Them motherfucking tires hit. Slow leak. Front, right, passenger side, slow leak. On the way to the graduation, I said, fuck it, man. Let's pull up to the graduation, pull this motherfucker over, check the air pressure. And it was, obviously, it was lower than the other ones. And I said, you know, this is a Monday. But the graduation is at 4 p.m. to 6. I'm glad they kept their word, too. It didn't go over a minute past 6. And we had reservations at Benihana at 7. Got to Benihana. We didn't get sat down till about like 7:15, almost damn near 7:30. You know what I'm saying? And it was right around the corner and shit like that. Because Benihana's to me is overrated, and I didn't really care for it. But it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. And it was just so much shit going on. And now I think I'm at the point where I can no longer, because some of that wasn't just, I was able to handle a lot of shit. Some of it is I was just avoiding it and putting it off to the last minute. And that was the wrong move for me to do with certain things. Not all, but certain things. And a lot of shit just piled up. Deadlines coming up. Work drama. I'm getting text messages and phone calls from work because of shit. Just shit that could be, one of the text messages was irrelevant, but it got my anxiety going. The other one had nothing to do with me, but it was weird. Still involved, but not totally involved. Wasn't my fault, but just a lot of shit, man. And it kind of like low key fucked up the graduation for me a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah. And then came the next day, went to go, you know, we got up early, went to go get the tire fixed for free because it's under warranty. But, you know, we had an hour to kick it with each other. And I love kicking it with my wife because after that, we went for a walk in the neighborhood. But that morning when we went to go get the tire fixed, you know, we had about 2 hours though. We had about 2 hours, not 1 hour, 2 hours. Cause we got there, it was a little bit after 8 something. And they said they wouldn't be able to see us until about 10:15. So we was like, fuck it. We got to find something to eat for breakfast. We went to this Asian place and had something. And I'm not going to give my Keith Lee review on it. But in that moment, I want to say, before the food came and when the food came, I broke down just out of nowhere. Like, I felt the emotions. The emotions was already there, but usually I'm able to contain them. You know what I'm saying? But this time I didn't. I did not. And the waterworks happened. And Marcy, you know, and this happens. You know, when you ask a kid what's wrong, they automatically started crying. You know what I'm saying? And, I forgot to mention, so taking my daughter to school, my daughter on and off, and I think it was more so she had, you know, the past 2 days, she didn't really get too much sleep. On top of that, She's just been extra clingy. And kids go through that. You know, they go through a stage where they just extra clingy with the parents. And then they go through stages where they just ain't fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? I remember at one point my wife was like, why baby don't want to be around me? And some, you know, some weird emotional shit. And I was like, shit, she's just being a kid right now. Now you fast forward, this motherfucker can't get rid of her. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all heard me preach before. Like, I do not feel like kicking it with my kids right now. I don't want to kick it with my kids, my nigga. I want to be kid free. Anyhow, you know, she's going through her clingy stages. So dropping her off at school, she emotional. Her eyes is watering up. She is her daddy child. Her emotions is on her sleeves and shit like that at times. And I hate to see my daughter in that stage. I don't think nobody likes to see their kid in a very emotional stage. You know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know, they got to go to school. You feel me? You can't pamper them or anything like that. It's not the time to be spoiling them and all that and babying them and all that shit. And 10 times out of 10, they get, by the time I pick her up from school or my wife pick her up or we both pick her up, nigga, she just full of energy, happy and shit like that. Had a good day, the whole nine. But that was in the morning. And in the morning, she was just emotional. And I kind of like that was on my jacket as well on top of everything else. So it's like when they say the weight of the world is on your shoulders, I'm assuming that's what they're talking about. And again, my wife was like, so is there certain things that you cannot control? And I said, there is, but there are some things that I can that it just feels heavy at the moment. It just feels like a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I broke down. I had a moment where, nigga, the world had broke me for that moment where I had to take a knee. And I was just fucked up. Yeah, nigga, I was extremely emotional. I was sad. And that's what it was. And my wife was like, you probably just need one of those good cries and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I do. I definitely do. Like I was sad. But the first thing was I had to admit that, yo, something is going on. Because the first thing that we're going to say is everything is good. I'm good. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Everything is good. What's up with you? You know, your wife, your girl, your partner, whoever the case may be, who knows you the most, they know. Sometimes they'll let that shit go. And sometimes they like, nah, nigga, I can understand you going through something right now. A real partner, a real wife, a real husband, whatever the case may be, they gonna pull you to the side like, nah, nigga, what is it? Something is there. You know what I mean? And yeah. And she didn't even have to break anything down or anything like that, because it was there. My eyes was glassy, you know what I'm saying? Or not glassy, but watery, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, it wouldn't know, I don't know. That's a go-to to buy you time, because I knew what it was. And I just felt like, you know, I was just extremely emotional. You know, and that's just how it be, bro. This is all a part of not just marriage, not just raising a family, not a nigga. This is just a part of, this is just life in general. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, I'm like, damn, nigga, is this one of those been life crises? Nah, it wasn't that. It's not that. Because I am seeking happiness overall. You know what I'm saying? And the wife was like, and she wasn't the only one that said this, but you know, it has come up a couple of times like, yo, maybe you need to go on a vacation. And I'm like, the last small mini vacation that I went on was when we went to Santa Barbara. And that was back in February. Loved it. Every bit of it, bro. Every bit of it. Riding bikes in Santa Barbara. That was my shit right there. And we just, you know, and one thing that we try to get away from, and as we are getting older, as my son has gotten older and he's out of high school, like to think that. And like, as of today, as of past couple of days, past couple of weeks, whenever this episode decides to come out, nigga, he is no longer a part of high school at all. He's a full ass young adult. You know what I'm saying? Don't have to worry about picking him up, dropping him off. No practice in him. I mean, he's still going to have his AAU fix until like August. And then after that, it's just going to hit full-fledged adult shit. You know what I'm saying? He looking in going to the fire academy and things like that. He pretty much has his future semi-mapped out, right? But still, now I'm entering a stage of my life where I'm not used to this type of parenting. You know what I mean? Like, advice is one thing. Everybody, not everybody should, but everybody can pass out some type of advice. You know what I mean? Whether they had the experience or whether they see something in you that they know you could do, right? They could pass out some advice. But one thing that you cannot do is prepare yourself for some shit that you've never been through. Because people can give you advice on what to look out for when it comes to kids, toddlers, you know, young kids, teenagers, preteens, teenagers, young adults, if they've been there already. But it'd never be 100%. Why? Because your kid is vastly different from their kid. You know what I mean? So you have to figure that shit out. There's no guy. You've heard it before. We've all said it before. The cliche is there's no guideline to this shit right here. You just got to figure this shit out as you go. You know what I'm saying? Because your kids are different. But notice how I'm on the family shit. I haven't even got to the work shit or anything like that. And that's basically what it was, man. It was accumulation of Mother's Day was emotional. Then just emotional events surrounding that and just looking at the future. Some women know, because women that really just, I'm not talking about social media women, or I'm not talking about feminists. I'm talking about the women that's ride or die with their guy, with a good man. You know what I'm saying? No ditty. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? The ones that tap in emotionally with their man and they know, like, hey, these niggas go through a lot, because the way that the world is like that. We're thinking about shit that we cannot control. Protecting our family 24/7. You know what I'm saying? When they're away from us, we worry without even us knowing that we're like worrying right now. We're always concerned. You know, it's a lot of shit. Like, we are, when those lights go off at night, nigga, we are security guards. We are private security. You know what I'm saying? Like, Secret Service. You know what I'm saying? On top of being a breadwinner, on top of, hey, I got to give you guidelines through life. I got to teach you how to carry yourself in these streets, knowing one day you're going to be out in the world without me. And we think about that shit. We have already thought of, if you got young kids that's still in the single digits, even if you got teenagers, in your mind, multiple times you thought of your kids as an adult. In the best and worst situations, you have, because that's just how our brains are wired. If you really care about your kids, I would assume so. I don't want to assume for all y'all, because y'all niggas might be some real concrete Mamba mentality thinking like motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of those niggas. It's a lot of y'all niggas out there, and a salute to y'all. But for us normal pedestrian superhero niggas, we think about that shit all the time. I think about some of the traits, some of the skill sets, some of the secrets, some of the blueprints that I wasn't able to get because my parents were taken away from me a while ago. And you could tell. If you really pay attention to me, you could tell what I've been missing. You know what I mean? And I talk about it often because I know I would have been at a different level. You know what I'm saying? I think we all strive to be on certain levels in life. To where we're able to manage certain obstacle courses that come our way. And nigga, there's some obstacle courses I've been a part of. I'm like, shit, I ain't never seen this motherfucker. You ever been to a level on a video game? Be like, God damn, you done died on that motherfucker a gang of times because you didn't have the experience. You never seen your brother play. You never seen anybody beat the stage. You never seen the stage. So it's like, now you got to go through these bumps and bruises and shit like that. You got to keep restarting. You got to save when you get to this level, because nigga, you don't want to go back to that level that you just came from. A lot of this shit, man, I done bought 2 houses in my lifetime. And that shit was nerve wracking. Shout out to 12 Cal. That shit was nerve motherfucking wracking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to see your manhood get stripped away and put on display? Go buy a house. Go buy a house and don't have everything in order. Yeah, man, that shit different, bro. But I wanted to share that because when my wife was like, well, maybe you need to go to and talk to a therapist. And I said, yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I think true therapy comes within. I think true therapy comes with talking to just about anybody who's willing to listen and have not even just sound advice, but someone that could paint a picture of a different alternative, or someone that just can make you feel good about talking about your issues or whatever. But I do think a therapist sooner or later, a licensed professional therapist sooner or later, could help. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like everybody else that is mandatory, but I think it's a good option. I think it's a great option. But my wife said it, and she was like, maybe you just need a good cry. And I did. I don't know if it was a good one, but it was a consistent one that day. It was a very emotional Tuesday. It was an emotional Tuesday for sure. And everybody goes through it, bro. Everybody goes through those high and low moments where they have to weather the storms. And I said storms, not just storms, the storms, you know what I mean? And I have weathered a few. We've weathered a lot. And it just feels like, to me, I ain't gonna even lie to you, some of these storms just feel like them motherfuckers just keep getting. You know, them storms is just storming like a motherfucker. And I think it's just me getting older. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily on that bullshit anymore. Very just, you know, I'm very alert. Very aware of a lot of things. You know, I'm not really into debating with niggas about foolish shit. Like, stuff that I see that a lot of people that are emotional about a lot of internet shit or social media shit, I was never really into it, but I was cool with doing the back and forth just for the sport. That shit's not even intriguing anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not into insulting people anymore like that. I'll make a nigga feel stupid or look dumb, but I'll do it in a certain way to where it's not, you know, I don't believe in bullying, cyberbullying, backyard, school, you know what I'm saying, classroom bullying. I'm not into none of that shit. I'm still into fighting, though. I'm good with that because, I don't know, maybe that's a toxic trait that I need to get rid of. You know what I mean? Remember there was a video a couple of weeks ago, or however long ago, about the guy who went viral about saying that he jumped one of the parents of the kids that was bullying his daughter. And I think I was probably like the only one that understood where he was coming from, because I actually did. Well, I didn't jump anybody. But when my son was getting bullied or getting messed with by a certain kid or two in elementary, where the principal had to get involved, I just told the parent, like, hey, you know, at the end of the day, if your kid doesn't know how to be cool with my kid or stay away from my kid, then we got to fight. I'm going to have to whoop your ass. I'll die on that type of hill. You know what I mean? Because I've witnessed kids' lives change because of bullying. And I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? And my son had to battle his teammates who was just as talented or maybe even slightly better. And he, you know, I've seen kids' personas change because of bullying. You know, them motherfuckers could turn into school shooters, all kind of shit. They can. We've heard the stories of kids being bullied and them niggas don't receive it that way. You know what I'm saying? Or it changed them as adults. So I'm like, yo, if y'all can't do it, we gotta. I firmly believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think it's that difficult to control your child unless you don't know how to raise your child. You know what I mean? I don't like bad kids, though. That's one of my icks. Like, I do not like when you know if your child is bad, and the fact that you don't want to change that, or you don't know how to change that, but you are aware that your child is bad, that bothers me. That's like a pet peeve. Bad kids is a pet peeve to me. You know, but I'm an adult. I'm mature enough. I even work in a field where I have to have patience. So that's where that comes from. But I just don't like bullying, though. A bad kid is one thing, but a bad kid that's a bully, nah, my nigga. We got to talk about something, you know, and if it can't be resolved after that talk, then it, to me, the backyard would be, that would be the next option for me, right? But yeah, all of that mixed in, man, just battling the emotions, getting my health together. That's the important thing. You know what I mean? Knowing that, like, I have to buckle down and stay disciplined because I do want to live a long, fulfilling life. Not just being here, but being here and being able to physically do things when I get, you know, 20 years from now, God willing, by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? This 41 turns into a 61. And I'm able to at least go out and play 3-on-3 basketball. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. And I know it's got, that comes with a certain level of discipline. And so all of these thoughts, all of these goals, all of these fears and shit like that, that shit is mixed in there. And I'm not going to sit up there and act like I'm not one of those podcasters that's going to give you some game or give you some outlook or to give you some motivation or some shit like that. And I can't do it myself. I'm going to sit up here and tell you that you could do it, but I'm going to tell you that it's going to be difficult. Me and my wife stay having a conversation on changing our food palates a lot. You know what I'm saying? My vice is sugar and hers is carbs, which turns into sugar. You know what I'm saying? Seafood and all that shit, fried food. And it's like, we got to be mindful of that. I'm thinking of all of this. I'm thinking of all of this. So, yeah, real talk. And I think the message behind this for the fellas to me is that don't be afraid to show that side. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't prove anything to the public that you're this way or that way. You know, because if they don't know you personally, then they don't know what damage you can do or what damage that you can't do. They don't. You know, and for the people that claim that they love you and appreciate you and respect you, they're going to respect everything about you. Even your emotional side. Don't be afraid to tap into that. You know what I'm saying? I always back this up with, this is my second time seeing women walk a dog down the street with a robe on. Not that it bothers me, but I just noticed it. Niggas is comfortable outside. But you got to be able to tap into both sides, and people got to be able to respect that. They got to be able to respect for who you are. And at the end of the day, like I tell people, hey, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say, but I'll beat you up. And I'm dead serious. I am super serious when I say that. It might come off as a joke and stuff like that, but I believe in protecting everything about me and my family. And if niggas want to joke around and take things too far, I'm going to punch you in your mouth. And that's going to be with every frustration that I've had in my life, in that punch that I throw, or a couple, is that's what's going to be fuel behind that. Whatever I went through, whatever I've been through, I'm gonna make sure you understand it when I tap your jaw, or wherever I hit you. I might aim for the throat. I've learned some things, and that's just protecting the energy. You know what I'm saying? We've gotten to a point where you have to have those hard conversations with people that you loved your whole life, but they haven't respected where you've grown. Not that they're disrespecting you, but they haven't realized that you are in a space. And I'm talking to myself. If anybody else can relate, raise your hand and say amen, and then text me that you did that. But I'm at a point in my life where I have to have those difficult conversations with people because I'm emotional now, and I'm trying to make sure I keep my family in order and protecting our energy and protecting our space. I don't care who it is. It could be niggas that I've been knowing my whole entire life, straight out the womb. To people that I grew up with, to people that I went to school with, to people that I met in podcasting. And the podcasters be the first ones I whoop their ass without even blinking. Y'all niggas, it's up for y'all. It's up. Hey, if Kendrick taught me anything, when you hate somebody, you not doing it right. Because you could hate more. But always give them the option to have you hate them more. That's what I learned from the Kendrick and KDOT battle. Is that if a nigga take it there, go further and make a prime example for that nigga never to fuck with you again. I believe in that. I believe in that scripture. You could always turn the other cheek, go the other way and leave that shit alone. But if it's going to bother you, double back and do what you got to do to where that shit never happens again. And I'm not talking about killing nobody. Hell no. I don't believe in that unless you have to defend yourself or defend your loved ones. But if you got to get into a situation where you have to, I'm going to make sure you don't fuck with me. Respectfully. You know what I mean? And if that's, hey, I'm going to tell you out the gate. I don't do this anymore. I'm not pulling up. I don't feel like I have to do this anymore. And you got to stand on that because you will soon find out that shit that you really don't want to do, but you just did it to please somebody else. That shit is going to build up. It's going to add up and it's going to fuck you up in the long run. It is. I promise you. I promise you. That's why you don't see me sitting up there on Twitter arguing with niggas about whatever the case may be. I had to even check my cousin whether he was joking or not, because he be saying slick shit on the internet, and I'd be like, nigga, I will chop you down in front of all these people. It's like, because you know Twitter is like you talking in front of company to me. So when you say slick shit and it's online, you know that people can see it, I'm gonna make sure I chop you down. I don't care if we were related or not. The message is there. I have a Pusha T and I have a KDOT Bible. And sometimes I will go back to those if I need to. I've always been like that. Whether you believe in that astrology shit or not, Capricorn shit, whatever they say about a Capricorn, that shit is true. I live up to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily believe in all that shit. It's just funny how some of that shit do be true. Look, if they say this is what a Capricorn, that shit is true. I can be cold-hearted at that time, but at the same time, I love everybody. Or at least most of y'all niggas. But a nigga, at the end of the day, I think it's about protecting my peace because I don't want to have too many moments where I have to break down. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in defense mode. Now I got to fight back. Now when I got to swing back, cool, I'm about to swing back. I don't want to have to be in that mode, though. I want to be in a mode where I could just be on offense, where I'm just layups, reverse layups, the Kyrie package layups. You know what I'm saying? The MJ hang time layups. You know what I'm saying? Those. But if I got to be in defense mode, like Mayweather, where I'm just moving, bobbing and weaving, you know what I'm saying? Shoulder lean. And I got to do that the whole fight. Bro, I don't really like that. I don't really like being, and I love playing defense and basketball. I don't feel like, nah, I like to turn my defense into offense. If I got to stay on defense, then sooner or later, I gotta do something to where I'm not on defense too long. And I just don't know what that is. But at the end of the day, we're old enough not to be sitting on shit, not to be procrastinating. And we are at a certain level where we have to be mindful of some shit that we weren't mindful when we were younger. But just understand that the other shit that you just cannot, you cannot control, I can't bring my parents back. I can't bring friends that have passed away, family members that have passed away. I cannot bring those back. You know what I'm saying? I can't. And I understood that. But I do understand that that is a wound that it will always be there. Maybe the pain isn't as painful as it was in the beginning. But if I press on that wound hard enough, it's painful. It will always hurt. And then there will be times where, depending on the weather or depending on the mood, whatever the case may be, that wound will be tender. And it'll just start hurting a lot out of nowhere. But you know what it is. And I think life, that's one of life's lessons, is that you have to endure that pain. It may be a spiritual thing that you have to understand about life and death, but eventually you're going to have to deal with that shit. Everything else you pretty much can handle as much as you can, like work and the work drama. Start cussing these motherfuckers out in a more professional way and let the motherfuckers know that you're not to be played with. Sometimes you got to teeter the line, and sometimes you got to move that line out the way and say, hey, look, nigga, in a professional way, in a professional way. So I just came on here just to share. That's what it is. That's what it is. I still see the jokes. I respect some of the jokes, not all the jokes. And I'm going to laugh with y'all. But just know, just know, all right? And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Whether y'all niggas go to therapy or not, the shit don't make me none. But just know, you're going to have to end up talking to somebody. Because if you keep that shit pent up, it's not going, that shit might kill you. Some niggas die off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And some niggas come home angry. We've seen in the movies or the TV shows the dad that come home from work and them niggas always angry and mad and shit like that. And the kid don't know why. It had nothing to do with the kid. The motherfuckers is just mad at life. I definitely don't want to be that person. You know what I'm saying? I love my kids. I love my wife. I love my family. I love my friends. I love some of y'all podcasts. Not all of y'all. Some of y'all motherfuckers is stupid, but some of y'all are cool. But yeah, that's it, man. Seek help, love, respect, get better, build memories, collect all the memories you can, and do that shit, man. Just, yeah.